Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
The GOP in the House had a chance to
proposed something, but they didn't have the votes. So they essentially passed the ball, more or less, onto the Harry Reid and the Senate to see if they can't concoct something and pull in some GOPers on their side. It's a bunch of shenanigans. So I'll read our article about that, talk about that. And then there was one other thing. Oh, yeah. Adrian Chen wrote an article, a Gawker article today about topiary and whether or not topiary was really apprehended. And whether or not he was properly doxxed either. So I'll cover that. And then, of course, take your calls if you want to join me. I know the lines are open. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to play this new track that it's another anonymous rap track. This one's pretty good. It's what's it called? Who's it by? Forgot the guy's name. It's somebody with Beast 1333, another one of these rappers. Another one of these anonymous rappers. So I got a new anonymous rapper song to play for you today as well. And yeah, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. And I have to open up the chat room again. Shit, like, died on me. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And there I go. I refreshed the chat. So there you go. Kishu runs this. Okay, fine. Run it, Kishu. You're here. What's up? Hey. Kishu. Earth to Kishu. Are you not talking or are you muted? Hello, Kishu, are you there? Okay, maybe not. Never mind. Oh, my goodness. All right, fine, whatever. It is what it is. And I'm going to play a track here and then come back and get into this first story here, the South Korean social network that got hacked by these Chinese hackers. I mean, we think Lulzsec is badass. These South Koreans, these Chinese hackers took down an entire country of individuals. That's nuts, dude. Well, I didn't take them down, but you know, they compromised all their data. Could you imagine if you got your hands on everybody's Facebook profile? That'd be pretty badass. That's essentially what happened in South Korea today. Good times. Good times. So I'm trying to find a song that I feel is apropos. And I'm not seeing it. I'm just not seeing it. Let's keep looking here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's do some coup. I haven't played some coup in a long time. You know, I just realized I follow Boots Riley on Twitter. And, oh, my God, dude. He tweeted this crazy, like, old school KKK poster. It was pretty fucking funny. I think I'll dig it up and post it in the chat room. It'll be interesting. It might get you a laugh. But whatever. The coup are going to be playing at the Independent in a couple of weeks. And I'm hoping to check them out. And I'm really a big fan of Boots Riley and the coup. There's no mystery about that. And I'm going to get into a track from the coup. This is Fat Cat's Big a Fish.
Well,
I'm Vince in the Bay. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. Hit me up.
Come with it. Get down, get down, get down. 10 o'clock, see I got a ball of lit for property, so I slip my beanie on clopper and promenade out to take up a collection. I got game like I read the direction. I'm wishing that I had an automobile as I feel the cold wind rush pale. But let me think that I'm a hustler for real, so you know I got the stolen bus pass. Just as the bus pulls up and I step to the river, so lady looks like she drank a 40 or 50. I see my old school partner say his brother got popped. Pay my respects, can you ring the bell? We came to my stop. The street light reflects off the piss on the ground, which reflects off the hamburger sign that turns round, which reflects off the chrome of the BMW, which reflects off the fact that I'm broke. Now what the fuck is new? I need new. I spot the motherfucker in the tweed suit. I'm in his ass quicker than a kick from a greaseful. Seized up slow in the street. Could tell he was suspicious by the way he slid his feet. Didn't want to fuck up the come up, so I smiled with my eyes, said, hey, how's it hanging, guys? Bumped into his shoulder, but he passed with no reaction. Then this motherfucker had hella Andrew Jackson. I'm a thief, a pickpocket, give a fuck what you call it. Used to call him fat cats, I should call him Wallace. Getting federal, ain't just a klepto. MasterCard and Visa, I gladly accept those. Sneaky motherfucker with a scam, know how to pull it. Got a mirror in my pocket, but that won't stop no bullet. Story just begun, but you already know. Ain't no need to get down, shit, I'm already low. In the darkness, my teeth clenched tight like a fist on a coke sharp edge. I look down and I hear my stomach growling. Step to Burger King to attack it like a Shaolin. I never pay for shit that I can get by doing dirt. Linger to the girl cashier and start to flirt. All up in her face and her breath was like murder. Damn, the shit I do for a free hamburger.
Well, you got my number, you gonna call me tonight?
It depends, it's some burgers attached to a price. I'm just kidding, I'ma call, even write you love letters. Thanks for the burgers, I'm hook me up with a Dr. Pepper.
That's cool, you want some ice?
Yeah, and some fries would be hella nice.
Damn, my manager is coming, pay it off, okay? Have a nice day.
I'm about to hear anyway. I use peoples before they use me. Cause you could get got by a OC over OZ. That's what a OG told me. Got to find someplace warm and cozy to eat the vittles that I just got. Came to an underground parking lot. This place is good as any. Fuck it, it's all good. Walked in, found a car, hopped and set up on the hood. Ate my burger, threw back my cola. Somebody said, hey, it was a rent-a-pig. I thought it was a roller. Want me to call the cops? I don't want them to see me. Looked down, saw that I was sitting on a Lamborghini. It was roses, Ferraris, and Jags by the dozen. A building door opened. Damn, it was my cousin. Getting off of work, dressed up, no lie. Tux, cover button, and a black bow tie. Was like, hey, who is it? Me. Oh, what's up, man? I just quit the company. They hella racist, and the pay was too low. I said, right, what was up in there, though? A party with bitch motherfuckers. I don't know the situation. I know they got cash in all the corporations. IBM Chrysler and shit is what they said. Just when the light bulb went off in my head. They be thinking all black folks is resembling. Give me your tux and I do some pocket twilling. Finna change in the bathroom and I freeze off my nuts. Let's take a short break while I get into this tux. Damn. Alright, I'm ready. Like a million bucks, I'll be the flyest motherfucker in the Apple when I touch. My arm is at a right angle up to a tray in my hand. May I interest you in some caviar, ma'am? My eye shoots round the room there and here. Noticing the diamonds in the chandelier. Background Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and a strong ass scent of stogies from Havana. What no place where a brother might been. Snobby old lady drinking champagne with rich white men. Alright then, let's begin this. Nights like this is good for business. 5 minutes in the mix, notice several different clicks. Talking, giggling and shit with one motherfucker who be switching. And everybody else jacking him, throttling. Found out later he on Coca-Cola bottling. Talking to a black man, who's he confused? He looking hella bougie, ass all tight and sedity. Recognize him as the mayor of my city, who treats young black men like Frank Zitti. Mr. Coke said to Mr. Mayor, you know we got a process like I can care. We put up the fund for your election campaign. And oh, waiter, can you bring the champagne? Our real estate funds as opportunities arousing to make some condos out of low-income housing immediately. We need some media heat to say that gangs run the street and then we bring in the police fleet. Harass and beat everybody till they look inebriated. When we buy the land, motherfuckers will appreciate it.
Don't worry about the Urban League or Jesse Jackson. My man that owns Marlboro donated a fat sum. That's when I step back some to contemplate what you know. Sat down, wrestled with my thoughts like a sumo. Ain't no one player that could beat this lunacy. Ain't no hustler on the street could do a whole community. This is how deep shit could get. It reached macaroni on my birth certificate. Putin Tang is my middle name, but I can't hang. I'm getting hustled, only knowing half the game. Shit, how the fuck I get up out this place?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Welcome to the show. It's Vince in the Bay, holding it down for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Nothing much on the agenda other than just going to read a few news stories, maybe comment on those stories, and if you'd like to comment on them as well, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Drea, Kishu, and Tracy Gamore in the chat room. Good times, ladies. Lovely to have you all here, as always. Kishu, I don't know why we can't work this out. You want to come on air, honey? Press 1 if you want to do this. If not, I'm just going to read the news. This is a news program now. Only the facts here. Right, straight ahead journalism here via yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Ladies, don't be shy, join me here, come on, let's do this. We don't have to talk about this crap either, don't you? I mean, if you just want to call in and make sweet love on the air, we can do that. I had a fantabulous time last night doing that with Ruby Sexy Candy. Wow, that was a good time. Good times. Took me by surprise. Anywho, yeah. Let's do this, huh? So I don't know if you folks heard about this, but apparently nearly everyone in South Korea was hacked yesterday. It was revealed yesterday that nearly everyone in South Korea had been hacked. That's encouraging, isn't it? Okay. This is out of where? First, I'll start with the this article here. Personal information on as many as 35 million users of the South Korean social network PsyWorld, as well as the Mate web portal, both run by SK Communications. Hackers are believed to have stolen, these are Chinese hackers. There's Chinese hackers blamed for stealing data from 35 million accounts. Hackers are believed to have stolen phone numbers, email addresses, names, and encrypted information about the site's many millions of members. It follows a series of recent cyber attacks directed at South Korea's government and financial firms. Details of the breach were revealed by the Korean Communications Commission. It claimed to have traced the source of the incursion back to a computer IP address based in China. It's a new wave of attacks. The NAT portal gives people access to web services such as email, while the CyWorld social site lets people share images and updates with friends and allows them to create an avatar that inhabits a small virtual apartment. Jesus Christ, CyWorld! These people are nuts, and everybody in South Korea is doing this. Are you kidding me? Not everybody in America is doing Facebook, are they? This is insane. Seriously, everybody in South Korea, is everybody required to be on the social network in South Korea? So many questions. If anybody has any knowledge of South Korea, I wish Kingdom here was here. Is Kingdom, I haven't looked in the chat room yet. Is Kingdom here around? No Kingdom here yet. Yeah, Drea. Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Drea in the chat room. I did stop by your show earlier, hon. I caught the tail end of your show. I always either miss your show altogether or I catch like the tail end of it. But I did hear you, and you sounded great, honey. And you're welcome to call in if you want to discuss anything. We don't have to talk about this Chinese hacker stuff. This is just something that I saw on Twitter earlier, and I thought it was pretty funny. Or not funny, but pretty interesting. These Chinese hackers are not to be fucked with, I don't think. They have like armies, an army of hackers out there in China. People don't even realize this. All this lulzsec stuff is lulzy, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's some real cyber wars going on right now that we can't even comprehend. And it barely, you know, we find out about it like too late. Anyway, let me finish this story. So it's kind of funky. They have, so they're the equivalent of their, I guess their Google is the NAT portal. It's NAT, the NAT or NAT. Okay. So, but CyWorld, they're in a virtual apartment. That's sick. That's worse than Facebook. That's crazy. Like many other nations, South Korea has suffered a spate of hacking attacks in recent months. One incident in April targeted a government-backed bank. A month later, data on more than 1.8 million customers was stolen from Hyundai Capital. Hyundai like the car. Government ministries, the National Assembly, the country's military headquarters, and networks of U.S. forces based in Korea were also hit. Earlier this year, the South Korean government drew up a cybersecurity plan in an attempt to thwart the attackers. See? All these governments are trying to, like, scramble the jets in the cyber war. They don't know what the hell is going on. It's nuts. It's totally just fucking insanity. Meanwhile, people are canceling their PayPal accounts. I heard it's up to 30,000 or something like that since they started it. I don't know. Somebody will have to give me the exact numbers on that. But shit's going down in the hometown, people. No one cares, though. You people don't care. Look at you. You're all asleep. You don't care. That's fine. No problem. Hey, no big deal. Man, what happened to ATM Be Cool? He was here a second ago. That dude bailed on me. What the fuck? It was fun. The last time he was on my show was when I was in the mix. The whole show, like the whole end of the show, I was in the mix. Pretty badass. Anywho, Kishu, do you want to come on yet? What's up? I know you want to talk. Just go ahead and unmute yourself and say something. All right, fine. Very well, then. Shouts out to Rich Whitey in the building now. Oh, yeah. Now the party's starting to heat up here. All right, Keisha, I'll get you to talk here. Let me do this. This will get you to talk, Keisha. You want to play some gay-ass music? That'll get you to talk. All right? I know you'll like this. All right. What are we going to do here? Where is it? There you go. This is for you, Keisha. Just for you. A little the Limousines.
Damned if that means
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating.
All right, all right. I get it. We get it. Stop. Yeah, stop hating in the Bay, people. Just stop hating, please. Just fucking stop. Stop the hate. It's so tacky. The hate is just so 2008. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I don't give a fuck because it's just been called to my attention that there's some sort of online Twitter coalition that has fomented against me and is now actively working on a campaign of hate against me, Vince in the Bay, and I don't appreciate it. I really do not appreciate it, and apparently it's all being orchestrated by Kishu. And I really don't appreciate the hate, Kishu. I understand you have a very vicious hate machine at your disposal. I understand you have a vast personal army. And I just don't appreciate you directing your cannons in this direction. It's just not kosher. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it above the belt, kids. All right? Go back to your blogs and just, you know, your video games and just cease and desist. All right? I'm going to get to some news. You know, there was some important news that hit the interwebs today. The police were duped yet again. Fucking Keystone cops out there. Scotland Yard says they. Well, this is via. This has got to be true because it came out of Gawker. And is this Adrian Chen that wrote this one? Wait. I think so. Oh, yeah, this is it. Okay. So Scotland Yard says they arrested the 19-year-old leader of the hacking group Lulz Security, a hacker with the nickname Topiary in Scotland's Shetland Islands. But the Internet's interwebs, goaded on by idiot vigilantes, seems to think they have the wrong guy. There's a rumor shooting around the hot tech blogs, which all you people should run back to, that say Topiary isn't the 19-year-old Scottish guy currently being questioned by police in London. And I know this to be true myself, just as an aside. I can tell you right now, Topiary is Spermy the Cat. Topiary is Spermy the Cat. Follow me on Twitter. I fucking revealed it earlier today. You people are idiots. But the Keystone cops think he's somebody else. They say he's actually a 23-year-old Swedish student named Daniel Ackerman, who deceived the cops into thinking he was a 19-year-old Scottish guy. But over blah blah blah. But over Skype, Ackerman said he was not secretly the spokesman of the world's most notorious hacking group. He already went to the Swedish police today to tell them about what was going on, and this was the first he'd heard of it, or they had heard of it. Ackerman did not sound like a man on the brink of being arrested for enormous computer crime, but maybe he's just that good. We won't go too deep into how this conspiracy started, because it is as boring as it is bullshit. Again, these are not my words. These are the words of the great Adrian Chen, by the way, who he's a contributor here at Gawker, which is the article I'm reading. So put your boners back in your pants. It was first floated by a group of clowns known as the Web Ninjas. This should have been proof it wasn't true, since the Web Ninjas were also behind the bogus rumor that a random Portuguese guy
that a random Portuguese guy was the Lelsec leader, Sabu. Also, they call themselves the Web Ninjas. The Web Ninjas first floated the Blobbity Bloop on Topiary in back in June. Yeah, this is another you know, dead end. This is the same thing that happened. Oh man, this is the same thing that happened with the guy, the Cebu guy, the guy, the rocker dude. Why can't I think of his name? Hugo. Yeah, he got doxxed like twice. Like every month, some new fag comes along and goes, "No, it really is Hugo." I was like, "Dude, no, we said that last month and the month before." "No, but it really is this time." "No, but it wasn't two times ago, so it can't be this time again." "No, but this time it is Hugo." Never mind. Somehow they got the Web Ninjas apparently latched onto Ackerman's previous involvement in anti-Scientology activism. He appeared in the 2008 Swedish documentary about the Church of Scientology as a protester aligned with the hacktivist group Anonymous. Though Ackerman says he's not a hacker, this got his name and face into the hacking ether, which led to the Web Ninjas linking him to Topiary, a rumor the real Topiary was happy to stoke on Twitter. The main proof is a single chat log where Topiary appeared to worry that he had been correctly identified as Sandberg, then concocted a scheme to pin the identity on a random Scottish kid instead. Quote, "So now we troll him and hope he's getting raided," he allegedly said. How bad is, how can you quote somebody something that somebody allegedly said? Is that, can you even do that? Adrian Chen just quoted something that somebody allegedly said. How can you quote somebody that said it allegedly? You know what I mean? Like, how can you quote something that was allegedly said? It's impossible. What the fuck is this, dude? Adrian Chen is on some serious, what is he on, acid? Does he write his blog on acid? You know, and then he says, also, Topiary sounded a little bit like Ackerman in interviews. Ackerman said that the rumors and chat logs surfaced, he began getting Ackerman said after the rumors and chat logs surfaced, he began getting strange hacking-related Facebook requests and messages. Some guy in Mexico even offered to pay him to hack a website that he was causing, that was causing him problems. Blah, blah, blah. And now he's being accused of being a hacking mastermind by no less than MSNBC and Yahoo News. To add insult to injury, they're spelling his name wrong, too. And it is too much. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's interesting. Yeah, so apparently they don't really have Topiary. So you guys can stop crying. Topiary has not been banned. He's still among us. He's safe. He's well. All is good in the world. Anywho, what else is going on? Oh yeah, I had another. Where is that there? So Topiary, and then I will get to the John Boner story. I know everybody is excited about that. I can't find it. That's not it. All right, I'm going to take a little break and find this article. And I will read that and hopefully take some calls. If you want to join me, the line is wide open. And Kishu, you can press one.
Silly Negro.
Yeah, not really. Kishu, feel free to chime in. You're just sitting there lurking. You don't have to be bashful. Jump in here. All right, whatever. Here's a classic clip. No, let's not do that. I'm trying to think of what I want to do here.
play some more gay music for Kishu. She's the only one here, so this is just for you, honey, then. Yeah, we'll do this.
7 minutes long. That song is 27 minutes long. I can't fucking believe it. It feels like 80.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8.6, un finale in gran costo.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
All right, I knew this was going to happen. I had a feeling if when I booked this show and made the topic Chinese hacking, I had a feeling this was going to happen. And apparently the hackers doxed me, found this broadcast. I shouldn't have put it in the keywords or anything. I fucked up. God damn it. The hackers got me. Yeah, you know how in the United States the hackers will, once they hack you and they put out your docs, the trolls will like pizza bomb you. The Chinese hackers do are kind of the same way, except they Chinese food bomb you. And so we just got Chinese food bombed. And as you know, I share the studio here with 50 Rubles, and 50 Rubles is the beneficiary of this Chinese food bomb that the Chinese trolls sent our way. And he's on the line now. Hey, 50 Rubles, how's that Chinese food working out?
Well, it smells pretty good. I haven't had it yet. I'm watching 50 Williams eat the food, and she's smiling, and she just took a bite of a pot sticker, and she's looking at it and smelling it, and she gave it a thumb up. So the pot sticker is okay, and I think it came fucking straight out of China.
No, it was from the, I saw the guy that delivered it. I've gotten it from them before. No, it's the local place. It was just it was ordered from China itself.
One time I ordered a pizza in Nepal, and I was at work here in town, but I tried to order. They didn't deliver it.
No?
I thought it'd take 24 hours, but they didn't even... I mean, who ever heard of a Nepalese pizza anyway, you know?
I have. Oh. That sounds kind of good, actually. Is there any orange chicken left?
I don't think we got orange. We got... No, but you want to have some chicken?
Maybe later. I don't know. I was just curious. I like orange chicken.
Why is the show about Chinese hackers tonight?
Well, because these Chinese hackers, they took down. Well, they didn't take
Korea.
It down. They compromised some Korean social network. I guess the Facebook equivalent in South Korea.
they got in. They got all the personal information of like something like 30 million people.
Why did they do that?
Because they're nasty Chinese black hat hackers.
Black hat? What does that mean? Is that like black op?
Yeah, they're just trying to be stealth and they're trying to steal it for nefarious purposes, mostly money, but probably also for other profiling purposes. I don't know.
Oh, so
because you do realize what's going on in Korea. The communist North wants to unify, and obviously the South wants to do the same, but they have a conflict going on there.
The North wants to unify with the South now?
Oh, of course. Both sides have always wanted to unify, but they have conflicting ideologies.
China won't let them, right?
Yeah, China and the United States basically are both fronts for China and the United States, essentially.
Now, why are these Chinese hackers so good? What makes them so good?
Because they're bred like machines, and there's lots of them.
Bred like machines. Oh, I see what you mean.
I think what they do over there is they just program kids from childhood. They're just like, you're going to take the gymnastics track. You're going to take the Yao Ming, you're going to take the basketball track. And then there's like some other person, you're going to be, you know, a computer engineer. You're going to be a computer, you know, now that you've gotten this far, you're now going to be a computer hacker. You're going to be one of our computer warriors. Dude, there's a fucking cyber war going on right now, dude. And we don't even realize it. Like while we're all jerking off to LulzSec, there's like some real fucking hardcore shit going on. Like that.
What?
That's just like the tip of the iceberg.
Give me an example.
That is an example, I think.
Okay. How about I want to see them like. I want to see somebody like. Steal all the money from the World Bank or something somehow. Like, it just whoops, it disappears. Because it's not, none of it's real money anywhere.
Yeah. I'm sure that's, I'm sure that kind of stuff is being attempted or maybe even done on a stealth level, probably already.
Mm.
But, you know, I guess the good thing about these people is they can get away with it. That's why they're good. That's why they're the best.
Yeah. Away with it. They're just hiding.
I don't know. I mean, think about it, dude. Just think about it, dude. The new gatekeepers now in the digital age are like the people who have the keys to a Facebook, for example. Like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, has or the people that can see into Twitter, like that own Twitter. They can look, you know, they can figure out. For example, they could figure out the powers that be. Who fund Twitter, you know, that and keep them afloat through whatever venture capital or whatever the fuck there it is, you know, I think, you know, they could, if they really wanted to, find out, for example, whether or not Anthony Weiner really did tweet those pictures or whether or not he did really get his account hacked. Because they could find out, you know, who, what, and where his account was accessed. Because I don't think we really got the full story there. I think he kind of covered it up pretty quick there by retiring. Thank God he retired.
Oh, he quit.
I think he might have really got hacked. Like, I think it might have turned out that somebody really did get in there, and then he was like, oh, I don't know if I want to uncover that because that could be even a deeper hole to go into. The person probably hacked his thing because they knew he had some nefarious shit going on, and maybe they just decided, you know what, fuck it.
I don't understand why he would even do that in the first fucking place. Like, why would he be fucking doing that in the first place?
Well, he was notorious for it, and somebody found out. So, you know, obviously, if you're that, it seemed like he was sending out pictures to a lot of people. So if you're just kind of just doing it to anybody online, eventually you're going to get burned, you know? Hence, like, look at me and Kishu. I got burned by her. She's like, now she owns me. I have to play, like,
what
music.
What happened?
No, she trolled me on my show. And then, she became my co-host. And then she became my girlfriend for a while. And now she just controls the entire show. Like, the show started, she organized a boycott. And, you know, I had, like, 3 listeners for the first half hour, and then she decided.
Oh,
I acquiesced and I played a bunch of gay music, and then she's like, "All right, guys, And then suddenly the floodgates opened, and now I have like 10 people.
Well, so
I tripled my listenership. I tripled my motherfucking listenership right there.
That's because of me, dude. I fucking tripled the
listenership. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Chinese hackers. Shouts out to Chinese hackers.
Yeah. What about the – so are you still Kishu's girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, I don't know. I don't even – she's here. She can tell you. Kishu, what's the answer? Oh. No, she's not talking. Okay, fine.
We are not live.
Lulzsec Callie's here. You want to talk to Lulzsec Callie?
Yeah.
All right, I think this is him right here. What's up, Lulzsec Callie? Is that you?
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing. You're on with 50 rubles here. And,
what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Are you a real hacker?
Oh, my God. How many times did I say this? I'm
no, he's not.
A
he's
journalist.
Not. Yeah, he's
I'm
a journalist.
Not a hacker.
Yeah. He's more of the propaganda wing of the whole movement.
Okay. I'm a lover, not a hater.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm interested. I can't, I can't really. I don't know how to hack.
When I say I'm a lover, I mean I'm good at it. Well, what? I didn't say anything.
You're saying you're a prostitute. You're saying you're a prostitute is what you're saying.
Indeed, Kishu hires me every 5 minutes.
A man of the night.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. I actually just forgot to call in tonight. That's why I didn't call in. I've been watching To Catch a Predator almost like all night with like chat room full of detards, which is still going on, by the way. It's like a 24-hour stream.
What was he watching?
To Catch a Predator. Here, I'll link it in the chat.
Predator.
The show, the MSNBC show?
Yep.
That show's fucking funny with the guys the guy that'll be like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't know. I wasn't going to do anything.
You know, it's funny, you're having a chat room full of B-tards commentating on it on the side. And reading their shit is just so funny.
Yeah, I like that show.
Like, just put random, but, like, dead ass, like, when you get a view of, like, the pedo's ass or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
what's going on in the world out there? What's the new news for the Lulzsec?
Not much. I've been off Twitter most of the day, partly because, I did get one really weird direct message, which I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it, but it was from Yan. Kind of weird.
What's Yan?
You're in on news.
You're in on news? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, they're a big N on Twitter account. He's like, hey, not to say much, but could you come down to Hollywood? I'm like, what? That's at least 300 miles.
When you call into this show, are you hiding your like, IP and your identity from other people to try to find out,
What do you mean?
Does that make any sense? Well, okay, from what I've read, I'm not a real expert. I know most of this, what I've learned. I learned from Vince, and then I did a little bit of reading about 15 years ago with Vince in the Bay. And it seems like what I read is it seems like a pretty, how do you say it? Like active, pretty active organization, but you can't be like, hey, we're over here at 738 15th Street. Just come on down, a quarter of Arguello and Guerrero, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That was the weirdest part. It's pretty obvious that, just the slang I use on my Twitter, you can tell I'm from, I'm from the Bay, obviously. And, that kind of shit. But since I'm not an actual hacker, I don't feel the need to hide it as much, obviously, because, now if I was an actual hacker, then I would, hide it, up to no doubt, but if I'm not an actual hacker, I feel not that great of a need.
So what do you do, just kind of do propaganda or something?
I kind of just spread the word, really,
Okay.
I tweet about it, I retweet stuff, I just keep people informed, man.
This is Lulzsec.
And also, I try.
That's your Twitter account.
Yeah, Lulzsec. I also try to show the more human. also try to show the more human side to Lil Zach, you know, kind of talk about normal stuff, you know, anything from video games to music, and just kind of show, you know, we may be, you know, this infamous group, but we are still, you know, human. You know, we have personalities, we have likes, dislikes, we chill out, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't partake in all that hacking at all. I just, you know, show the human side of us.
Oh. I do a different type of hacking.
Like?
No, I like real life hacking, of actual physical hacking of, like, we go put cement into places and skateboard on it.
Oh, nice.
But it's illegal what we do. We get in trouble.
Mm.
It's similar to that same idea. Like, it's an empty space that nobody's using, that nothing is there, just maybe some needles and wigs. And then we go clean it up and put cement in certain places and modify environment so we can ride on it.
Yeah, I see no reason why that would be wrong, really. You're making
a place better. Yeah, not really. We only do it to, like, state-owned or, like, places that are owned. Like, we won't do it to, you know, Aunt Sally's fucking front yard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But just random, like, abandoned, like, pools that, like, are just not there anymore.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But, yeah, that type of...
Like, my mates and I would used to go out, like, we would just literally go hunting for these kind of things, like... dried out pools, like just random dried out pools, and we'd go and skate around them. I'm a skater.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a shout fucking poser at me, like if I go by his house.
Oh. Yeah, Well, that's pretty interesting. So, how many people are there in LulzSec? And they're like in trouble right now. They're like, the FBI's trying to find them, ain't they?
Well, we're an independent group. You know, we're not an actual part of them. We just kind of cropped up independently and used the LulzSec name because, you know, why not? And
it's the same. Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing with Anonymous. It's just a different, like, little faction. It's a little different thing. They have a different, you know, different.
Well, how many?
And that's part of this whole anti-sec thing. They're trying to create that whole original LulzSec, Lulz Boat crew was just there to sort of inspire a bigger movement is what they were trying to do, and I think that's part of what.
How long has
they
achieved their purpose?
Huh?
They reached their purpose, you know. You know, they may have left, but they reached their purpose. They inspired a whole movement, you know.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Wait, well, here in Cali, on the Cali team, we have. I'm just the one who runs the Twitter account, and then we've got the guys. Like one or two guys, really. We've got one guy, I would say, the reason I'm not so sure about that is because one guy, he's like, oh, I want to join it. We're kind of like, eh. You see, we kind of just, we'll pick up the news stories and then they link them to me on Skype and then I retweet it. But, yeah. We don't do actual hacking.
Oh. Well, how many people is Anonymous? How many people do you think it really is, like the real people that are doing this shit? How many people?
I know, man.
What?
Fuck if I know. There are...
I have no idea.
If I had to guesstimate, at least over 9,000 people.
9,000?
Yeah, over 9,000.
Holy shit, I thought this was like three people or something.
Oh, no, there's definitely over 9,000.
Weird. Those would be like card-carrying anonymous members.
Wait, what? Sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
Well, I said card-carrying anonymous member, like a card-carrying commie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, wow, that's something else. That's a lot of people. I thought there wasn't so many.
Yeah, the anonymous is bigger than anything. There's just... If there aren't over 9,000 people, I'll eat a whole bag of those little, like, pretzel M&Ms in one sitting, and those things give me a headache.
Uh-huh.
I picked something that gives me pain, but people don't.
Oh, man, that's pretty interesting. Well, because I've been following a little bit of the news there, and they're kind of in some hot water with the people trying to find them. I wonder if they're ever going to figure out who they are, you know, if they're ever going to catch them.
Oh, they did. They did. They just found out. Hey, hang on a second, guys. Kishu's here now. Kishu, what's up?
Kishu in the building. Dun, dun,
dun. Kishu.
Your show of the movements. Anyway, I just had to say that. Thanks for the lovely music and, you know, kissing ass. It just happened. Hi, 50 Rubles. Good to hear from you. I thought I'd
give
you some information. Anonymous, okay? There's no members. There's no leader. Everyone is anonymous. But if you want to say, you know, these people, whatever, okay, you want to try to put a number on how many people are in the group, okay, well, I'll give you an idea. If you go to the whatistheplan.org site, they have this whatistheplan.org.
Okay.
And it's whatis-theplan.org. You know, they have over 31,000 people signed up for their operation. Go to the website.
Okay. What do they do?
Just go to the website. Anyways.
Well, I'm not in front of a computer right now. There's a thing called speech. You could just explain to me what they do.
Go to the computer and check it out. Operation Onslaught, you know, check it out, dude.
Never knew what Operation Onslaught was.
Anonymous. No. But anyways, I'm just fucking around. But pretty much, how funny. I know a guy that goes by that handle. Sorry, I didn't mean to get distracted. But pretty much, there's probably hundreds and thousands of people out there that are active members of Anonymous. But there's
That's pretty something else.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's really crazy, and it's definitely become an online, you know, revolution, and soon to hit the streets apparently. So, you know, look out, that world.
And now, how long have they been there?
What?
How long have this been around?
Anonymous?
Yes.
I believe it was 2003 or something when Anonymous came.
Oh, it's new. What were they before that?
God, I don't know. Yeah.
They were incognito. They were incognito before that.
After groups.
Yes, they were incognito.
I mean, even now there's so many different groups. But the thing about Anonymous is it's not just hackers. You know, they have operations going on, like, you know, in all kinds of countries that, you know, it's nothing to do with hackers. It's like people on the ground, you know what I mean, like in the streets. And, I mean, really, you just have to Google. I mean, Google is your friend, you know. Google that shit. Do your homework, because I haven't done mine, obviously. And,
well, that's why I'm calling. I was figuring I'd just talk about it, you know.
I agree. Well, we would normally have a lot more callers, but they all boycotted because Vince kicked me off the show yesterday.
Vince who?
Your roommate, your buddy Vince.
What about him?
Kicked me off the show. Said,
he
I don't want
you
on my show anymore, Kishu. I said, I don't want you around anymore. So I boycotted the show, and I took freaking everybody with me, pretty much. And now he apologized. He played some really awesome music for me and totally kissed ass. So here I am.
Yeah, I hate that. Tears Not Fears, I can't stand that shit. In fact, I hate
Tears
all
80s
pop music.
What are you talking about? Tears Not Fears?
Like,
I have
Tears
no clue
Fears.
Talking about.
You mean Tears for Fears? No, that wasn't Tears for Fears. That was Morrissey.
Oh,
no,
I thought it was
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're right.
Favorite
not
favorite band. I love them. Oh, I love the Pet Shop Boys. I love Morrissey. I love New Order.
Oh, I like New Order. They're pretty good.
How can you like New Order and not like Morrissey? and the Smiths.
It's just not my thing. I don't know. Because I grew up then, and I remember just all that shit. It just seemed like fucking soft music. Because I got turned on to like punk rock shit pretty early age, and anything else just I wasn't interested in, unless it was rap. You know,
were you a big Clash
fan? The Clash, yeah, but you know that was like you know I mean they're in the 70s. You know they were. Whatever, their last record came out in, like, 80 fucking 3 or something, you know, Combat Rock, right? That was, like, pretty much their last record. So, like, I would be, you know, pretty young then, like, you know, and that was already old. So it wasn't like I was part of the fucking OG, you know. So I wasn't listening to that shit back in the 70s because I was a little kid, you know. But, yeah, I don't really care for the Pet Shop Boys.
I love them. Oh God, so good.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna be seeing you soon, dude. I'm gonna be there in like a week and a half, 2 weeks, dude.
To here?
Yeah.
Is it again? Oh, cool. Oh, great. Let's see what's going on that week. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I'll be on the 11th. I come the 11th.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's cool. How long are you staying for? Like a week or so?
A couple weeks, yeah.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Good time. Has Vince not told you anything? You're like, oh God, there's a random girl coming back to my house.
No, I don't talk. I only talk to him when I'm on a radio show. And then if I see him in the house, I ignore him and he ignores me. And the only time I'll say something to him at all is I'll slide a note under his door that says something like,
don't come in.
Yeah, I'll write the word asshole and I'll just slide it under his door and then run and then knock on his door and run away.
Nice. See, we're on the same team, dude. I'm going to be, like, in the same room as him. I'm going to, like, put up a sheet and split it between the rooms. And he can have his side and I'll have my side.
I took a snake the other day and I put it in a box.
Are you kidding me?
No, I took a snake and I put it in the box and I left it outside his door and I knocked on the door and then I ran away and he opened the box and there's a snake.
Is this true? Is this really happen? Oh, you're in real life trolling Vince harder than I'm trolling him, dude. You rock.
Hold on. Check it out. I'm going to tell you what the Chinese hacker said. Okay, today your lucky numbers are learn Chinese, autumn, fall. 18, 19, 47, 15, and 27 are the lucky numbers. So that's General Mao's chicken, pot stickers, crab rangoon, sesame chicken, and cheese. And then follow your insects when making decisions is the fortune.
Perfect. Hey, Rubles, what was that, what's that track you play over and over and over again? It's like a punk rockish track.
Glad you joined us.
The Hot Snakes song? But I haven't played that in a while. The Hot Snakes?
Hey.
What?
Was there really a snake in a box at your door?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Well,
really?
That's like the real life hacking. Well, this is the
Chris, 50 rubles has tons of stories, and we can get to some more of them. We got plenty of time, kiddos. I'm trying to remember this song though. 50 rubles.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you is because it goes along with. Well,
snakes.
When I got you the second time is when I lit the box on fire. The box full, and it was. And it was a snake in there, so it was a hot snake, and that's the name of the band that you're talking about, Hot Snakes.
Yes, thank
but
you.
They,
that's what I was
but
going.
They broke up, and now the same drummer is in the band called Off, which is the guy from the Circle Jerks, the Keith Morris, who's the singer.
Excellent. Perfect, dude. That's what, oh, man, it all comes together. All right, here it is. It's a hot snake or hot snakes?
Hot. If it's the one with Rubalcaba, it's hot snakes.
Yeah.
Like the box.
Yep.
Yeah, that song.
We'll be right back.
de vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo, el hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, Vince back with you. I have with me tonight 50 Rubles, Kishu, and Lulzak Kali with me.
Hey. Can you please tell me what kind of snake you caught and put in a box and put in front of the door? They're interested.
You're going to find out when you get here. Don't worry.
Hey, Vince.
Is it alive?
Yeah.
Or is it
What's
dead?
Up?
All
right.
What's up? One at a time. Go ahead, Lulzak Kali. You're trying to say something. Go ahead.
All right. So, Yan, yeah, talking about how he contacted me, I was like, he's like, hey, can you drive to Hollywood? I'm like, that's about 300 miles. Why do you need me to do that? He links me a status from Suicide Girls, which is apparently some, like, emo kind of porn thing. And they're
Yeah, I saw them at WonderCon. They were hot.
And at, they tweeted, you ran on news and Sexy Fox, nowhere you can get a good-looking mask, dropped off at our offices would be good, XOX, we are, hashtag we are Legion. And he's like, hey, could you go down there and give him a cool mask? And I'm like, trust me, I would love to. I mean, love to, but that's a three-hour drive at least, and I have work. So if anyone wants to bring a couple, you know, Guy Fox masks down to the Suicide Girls' offices, go ahead.
I'll do that. Tell them. Yeah, Moxie was in the Suicide Girls once, wasn't she? Or was that Debbie? I forget. Which one of those?
I doubt either of them ever were. Wow.
No?
No, definitely not.
I thought that was one of them. You sure Moxie wasn't the Suicide Girl?
2003. With all my girlfriends, they all wanted to be Suicide Girls, and like they all took a bunch of photo shoots, and one of them got like accepted to go to LA and like have a photo shoot, and they saw her in real life, did the photo shoot, and then denied her, and she was a really beautiful girl. So I don't know if things have changed and since then, but I know that it's kind of, they're kind of picky. I don't think Moxie or Debbie would ever even come close.
Dude, I got some video of the Suicide Girls when I was at WonderCon. I got some really good footage. They're some hotties.
Yeah, they're hot girls, you know.
Yeah.
God, what the fuck is all this noise around me? I'm like, scared there's animals everywhere.
Any frogs out tonight?
Yeah, I was just talking to a frog a second ago. It was like sitting on
the What are they saying? What are they saying to you? Please, give us an update on the frogs. What are the frogs saying?
Well, I asked him if he was alive, and he didn't do anything. So I poked him with my shoe, and then he didn't do anything. And so then I poked him with my shoe again, after I was like, oh, well, he must be dead. And then he jumped in the pool and scared the fuck out of me. It was awesome. So, anyways, I want to know about the freaking snake, because if there's any snakes in your room, dude, I'm staying with Lulzak Kali.
Yeah, I guarantee you, it snake or no snake, whatever night you happen to be here, depending on the snake's mood, you're probably better off with Lulzak Kali anyway. It's probably more sanitary.
Huh?
Poor Lulzak Kali's like, no.
No way, I didn't even hear that. I was zoning out. What happened?
Oh, he was saying that I'm better off staying with you because
snake
in
Vince's pants?
Snake in the house.
Yeah, well, this is offline chatter. We'll talk about arrangements offline, but...
I love how you think that, like, the most ridiculous things are acceptable on your show, but...
Love you guys think I'm going to meet up with you guys outside of offline. Love you guys think I'm going to meet up.
All right, you
guys
want to work it out? Let's work it out right now. So why don't you just... Lulzak, you can put her up for pretty much the whole time, right? Because I'm going to be really busy. I pretty much blocked out my entire calendar for a week for this bitch, and I can't do that next time.
So you're gonna have to burden the load here, bro.
Hey,
who am I putting up?
Kishu. She needs somebody to shut
dude,
up.
Dude, that's a small apartment
she's,
in the
you
middle
understand.
Of fucking
she's
after, with a puppy.
You don't. Hang on a second. Everybody's fucking kidding. I don't give a fuck. All right. You got to learn something about Kishu here. She just ask Bobo. She has a certain standard that she expects now. She expects to be wined and dined. She needs to be put up in a hotel room, a suite preferably. She needs a four-star hotel, preferably at least. And she needs a full course meal all three times a day. Only once room service, though. If you chintz out and go all three nights room service, then that's like you're out. So that's kind of the deal, Lulzsec. It's just how
dude,
it works.
I'm a journalist from downtown San Francisco. You should think I could afford it.
Yeah,
I mean,
put her up in a townhouse. It's probably better to just rent a townhouse for a couple of weeks, for a month. Just give it to her.
Are there pot stickers
I've already got a puppy to deal with here, man.
Yeah, definitely put the, definitely what you want to do when you put her up there. When you put her up there.
I'm sure you understand, but I can't afford Kishu.
Well, you just gotta, it's just how it goes, dude. Just kind of have to go before.
From what you tell me, I can't afford her.
A brown.
No. Actually, you know who can tell you? To be honest, Bobo is the one. Is Bobo around? Where is Bobo?
He's not even letting me talk.
Bobo, Kishu trolled Bobo.
Okay, can everybody
Bobo
shut up so Chris can
show?
Talk? I mean, 50 rubles. Sorry.
What?
Can everybody shut up so 50 rubles?
Was I live the whole time?
Yeah, of course you're live. Are you outside? Where are you, dude?
Hey, listen, I got a joke. I got a joke of the day.
All right, give me the goddamn joke, please.
Okay,
thank you.
What is brown, looks like a stick, and is covered in shit? A brown stick that's covered in shit.
Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. Hey, so 50, did you know that these hackers, they make hip-hop songs too?
Oh, yeah, ooh.
Well, I don't know if these guys are I don't know if this is just like hacker approved or some shit, but I got somebody tweeted this, that dude Beast1333.
Oh, yeah. Who is he? Who is that guy?
I don't know, but this is the new track and
because I was looking at the Twitter thing, it seemed like he was a rapper, and then it seemed like he was a hacker. It was called a rapper.
I can't. It's not. It's fuzzy to me. Kishu, can you give some shed some light? Is this We Are Legion track?
Nothing.
Is that
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I don't know anything about that.
All right, whatever. Here it is. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Oh boy, it must be hard. It must be hard to start off a track with
yeah. Oh yeah. Come out of the dirty dungeon. We pop, pop, pop from dirty jerseys to the streets of London. We're all of my people dumping puppets. See all of my people grunging. These devils fronting out. A hunter has become the hunted. Why does he like the devil? Cause the devil gives him nothing. Touch him. You'll fucking bust him, crush him right across the Hudson River. That day will come when we see every single body quiver. The snake slithers hither right around the altar.
Kind of sounds like they're trying to be like, doesn't kind of sound like they're trying to be like Immortal Technique or something?
Yeah. Is that rap? Is that English, or is that American English?
Oh, it's totally. Sounds like regular English, like Americanese.
I thought he was saying something about London.
I like it. Why don't you play the whole track?
Hey, I'm gonna go over and watch.
All right, dude. Later.
Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are Legion. Never surrender. The people's defender. The final contender. Surpassing race, nation, and gender. Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are Legion. Never surrender. The people's defender. The final contender. Surpassing race, nation,
computer
and gender.
Breathing dream machines. Cyber anthropology. Yeah, switching teams. Content delivery networks and hacking media streamers. So it seems your movement is slow with the buffer underrun. Unicast connection. High definition, damn for fun. Local live your network. They bottleneck is fear to pay your technical performance and quality's never nothing near to make it clear. I syndicate and organize a webcast. HTTP live buffering for the step ass. It's white hats and black hats. Hit home runs at half-bout. Security consulting firms with open ports. The last out. Rip contract. Master of deception. Sudden contact. Scanning for their vulnerabilities. Trojan bronze flat. Hammer corner. COVID virus. Dandy whip was on the fly. Sloan Kettering. Cancer center. Harassing folks that died. About to go online and fill an amp. Head to the lab and back. Climbing up the firewall to fight the giants off like Jack. Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are legion. Never surrender. The people's defender. The final contender. Surpassing race, nation, and gender. Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are legion. Never surrender. The people's defender. The final contender. Surpassing race, nation, and gender. This is the legion. We pledge of allegiance. Not the flag under the demon. We strictly speaking. No teachers. Informational leakage that we find. Worldwide destruction when our worlds combine. The elements of matters at hand provide data necessary just to keep you alive. So pay attention to the message, cause we broadcasting live. Trying to get your attention, pry, open your mind. Step outside the box and only then you'll find the true intent and effect of the devil's design. They try to keep us apart with their power to divide. So we add on strong as a means to survive. Dig into your history and clean up the lies. The truth that you uncover will leave you surprised. We all came from one place, that's where we derived. So prepare for revolution, cause we family ties. Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are legion, never surrender. The people's defender, the final contender. Surpassing race, nation, and gender. Remember, remember the 5th of November. We are legion, never surrender. The people's defender, the final contender. Surpassing race, nation, and gender.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Finish him!
Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza! Down goes Freeza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. All right, back for 20 more minutes with Kishu and also... Well, Seth Kelly, shouts out to 50 Rubles who had a takeoff. I played that Circle Jerks right there real quick for him, and that was cool to have him on extended there.
So, yeah.
Hello, you're both live. What's up?
Yo, Vince, so speaking of that hip-hop track, I actually know a better one. Want to hear that?
Oh, which one is that?
It's on YouTube. Search YT Crocker and then hashtag anti-sec.
Oh, yeah. I have that one.
Oh, play it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that one's really
all right,
cool.
Here it is. Here you go. This is just for you by request for Lil Sec Cali.
Thank you.
That's it, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Fucking love the one.
Leader of a movement, screaming hack the planet back in 99. Activism in its prime, purple hell had the dot mill rooted. Alphabet soup in they troops in the suits, kid, tearing down doors and seizing my equipment, blocking on my shipments, sitting on they hit list. Old day radical, emphatic beat addict in the stab hit. I envelope the game, call me Rabbit. Hop to hop, I run the internet equivocally. Bitch, I be hit him with the fight style symmetry. Digital gangsta reppin' till I'm dead. Steady grip Apache loud when I'm looking for the fed. Fast forward, now the internet anonymous and captains of the low folk raise a mass prominent. Dominant hack. And I stack on that new news, dropping tables in my sequel like it was some poo-poo.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound Amy sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, vote salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound Amy sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, vote salute, bitch, and show some respect. Low sec, bitch, they both your hack Sony. Got the MD5, we rock your macaroni. Cook, coke, crack, nimble like a noodle. Or HB, Gary, stay toast like a strudel. Root shell on your bootstrap, now who's that? Find the M join and drop your whole C-class. Yeah, C-class, it is evident we bouncing. Iron cannon in the proc list, deep dousing. Lean back, bitch. We be sending an injection. Magic quotes off, join table in a section. Put it up on page, then it won't get erased. Then 20 million hits to get down like some cavemen. Yeah, CNN. You want an interview? Send a print message to the nickname Sabu. On IRC, man, we convening it's some 99. Vote that shit down, screaming.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound Amy sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, vote salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound Amy sick.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound Amy sick.
If you're sitting below deck in the low, vote salute, bitch, and show some respect.
Yeah.
Yep.
There it is.
That was fucking awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, dude, I loaded that up. When that first came out, I played that. And there's another Lulz Boat song that came out around the same time that I never downloaded, but Red Medicine, I think it was, sent it to me. I just never uploaded it. But yeah, dude, there's all kinds of Lulz inspired tracks out there.
Vince, your girlfriend is over at Wild Goose's show, apparently.
My girlfriend? Which girlfriend?
Melissa Hopkins.
Oh. I'm missing a Smigley.
Yeah, Smigley's over there.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean my loss is Goose's gain, right? What's good for the goose is good. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, I guess. Is that how it goes?
Good stuff has come of this, Vince. See, you know.
Are they? You know what? They should just have a romance already. They should just get it on. I don't know why they're resisting it. Talk about the Knights of BTR. I mean, those two should just straight up just have a wild, passionate romance and get it over with. What do they call it? October, November, what is it? May, October relationship? What are they? Cougar, whatever. She's a MILF cougar on the prowl. Good for her. I have no problem with that. Good for her. Shouts out to Melissa Hopkins. You know, she's a big girl. She can take care of herself. I'm sure she's doing just fine over there with those kids.
Yep. So, anyways, thank you for you know, realizing that you needed Keisha.
Okay.
This is really funny tonight, by the way. I was sad. I was a little butthurt, you know. I couldn't believe they were like, Keisha, you can't come on my show anymore. You just really fail, and you're just an attention whore, and you just talk about really fail stuff all the time. But maybe I do, but I think that's what, like I said, I think that's what people kind of like about me. And, you know, it's just what I do on the show. And, you know, I never had any complaints until you started complaining. And then it was just really, it was a little hurtful last night because you bring, you know, I really like Candy, whatever her name is, Ruby Sexy Candy.
Ruby
She's
Sexy
awesome.
Candy. I love Ruby Sexy Candy. She's the best.
Yeah, see,
and I was so glad.
Like, that's what you were like. You were telling me that, like, you didn't want me on the show because I was doing stuff like that. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Sure, then just that every show, every radio show has its personalities, and that those different personalities, no matter what they are, make the show what it is. So you need to keep that in mind, people.
Yeah.
But again, that is this is Vince's show. If you can tell me if that's fucked up, if he wants to.
No, it's all good. I appreciate it. It's nothing without the callers. You guys, if you guys aren't here, then it's worthless. If I don't have callers, I don't want to. You know, I've gone through this a million times with a million different listeners and callers. None as loyal, I think, as Keisha for sure. But you know, for example, I had a little falling out with Patriot Greg of all people. There was one Patriot Greg is an extremely conservative individual, and believe it or not,
I can hear this going already.
What?
Extremely conservative individual. I can hear this going already.
Well, I pissed him off, and because I ripped off his voice to do this intro to my show, because he starts every show of his with the Our Father. He'll read the Our Father. And I ripped off his Our Father and used it for my show, and in between each line of the Our Father, I would like insert like just really obscene, weird, random sound bites from my show.
Yeah.
And I played it on my show a couple of times, and he heard it, and he was just like, Vince, if you don't mind, I would like to have a word with you. I don't think it is appropriate for you. Again, it's your show. It is not appropriate for you to use the Lord's Prayer and chop it up like that and you shit on the Lord's Prayer. You shit on the Lord's Prayer.
Why is fun to eat a dick? I'm an atheist.
I was like, dude, I meant it in like good fun. I know you are not, but you shit on it. This is the Lord's Prayer. You do not defame it like that. I would appreciate it if you'd not use that for your program. But this is your program. I cannot say. But just please. And I would, like, took it under consideration, and we went, and I was like, God, dude, I want to stand up for my fucking right to just, you know, fucking miss my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And I was stuck between that, like just standing up to him, and then potentially losing him. And I kind of lost him anyways. It didn't matter. But It was either that or just like take it into consideration and maybe change it. And so what I kind of compromised in a way. Instead, I re-edited it or unedited it. Like the stuff that I had spliced in between his reciting of the prayer, I just put that to the end and just made it just the prayer opening. But whatever, that was it. But anyways, and he was very appreciative, and he came back to me, and he's like, dude, that's really cool. You didn't have to do that, but you did. And he had a lot of respect for me and for doing that. And I think we've made it.
Aww.
And since then we've coined a term after his name. So, well, joke's on him. I got a call here. Area code 952. You're on the air. What's up?
Yo, you going to, like, play this clip, or are you just going to talk about it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that ATM Be Cool?
Yeah. That's not Be Cool.
God, dude. All right, this is some old-school Vince in the Bay clips that are mixed up in here, too. I'm going to play this, and I'll come right back. Wait, is this it? Yeah, this is it. I think this is it. Check this out. I'll be right up back to wrap up the show. Take it away. Bless the show, Patriot Greg.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network. Cletus.
Going on.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my
it's
God.
Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Vince the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Y'all rang me.
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God. Cut it off. We're going to wrap it up here. Sorry. There you go. That's an old school clip. Most of those characters no longer with us. Jesus, we had Ken Moore, Moxie, Goofy Bone, Ghost, all people no longer available.
Ghost still with us.
No, Ghost is kind of not really with us anymore. BTR is those are like BTR legends right there that are just. Mari Torres was in there. You didn't even catch her. Mari Torres, she used to have a show on here every afternoon, like right after Don Nicolione. It was her and her husband. He was like a retired boxer. She was badass. She's no longer here with us anymore on BTR. God, so many people in there. And that was just from like not even 6 months ago. Like, yeah, well, about 6 months ago. And all those people are gone. Not on BTR anymore. Larry O'Connor's in there. He's technically on BTR, but he just does it to simulcast so he can get the call-in number. That's it. He doesn't open a chat. He basically doesn't even have a show.
Damn.
Craziness, dude. I miss Goofy Bone. Although Goofy Bone technically has a show scheduled for something like August 10th or something like that. I don't know. Which is weird. Kishu, isn't that the same day you're supposed to be in the Bay?
I guess they're August 11th.
Yeah, that's weird. Goofy Bone has a show the same time Kishu comes back. That's weird.
I think it's because they probably get out of jail.
Yeah, and why does Kishu decide she's going to come here at that same time, knowing he's going to come out of jail? What's that all about? You guys in cahoots?
Because she wants to bone him. I don't fucking know. Ask Kishu.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. No way. Never have never.
I think all of you are high. It's 30 days after he got pulled off the air. You can only schedule a show 30 days in advance.
What?
Whenever you want to take a break, okay, you push off, you know, you have to schedule a show to keep your whatever active or some shit, right?
No, you don't. You don't have to keep
it
active.
Do it 30 days in advance. So he put it 30 days in advance. The 10th was the last day that he was on the air.
So he's taking a month long break.
You see, sir, you have a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird though, dude. He was fucking addicted to it, man. I followed him, and I swear to God, he was doing like two or three shows a day. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He was like doing them and deleting them right away, and then doing another one later. It was crazy.
I kind of miss him, you know.
He's a staple. He's a staple. He needs to come back for sure. What'd you say?
He's part of the BTR crew.
Yeah, yeah. Moxie's not around either. You know, it's just crazy. I was reminiscing last night with Ruby Sexy Candy about the Milwaukee crew. So many legends come and go, but a few staples remain.
Big struggle on.
Yeah, I went dark for a year. Who knows? You never know. I might go dark again too. Fuck it. You know, the summer fags kind of take a lot of the fun out of it. To be honest, I don't blame Goofy Bone or Ghost or anybody if they just decide, you know what, I'm just gonna close up shop for the summer, enjoy the great weather, go outside, have some in real life fun, and then when the kids go back to school, then fire up the BTR show again. Why not? You know.
Did you listen to Goofy's last show?
No, I didn't. Why? What happened?
It was, wow, it was terrible. It was a day in the life of Goofy at the club with his Bluetooth headset.
Oh, wow.
And it was so fucking loud and distorted, you could barely understand what the guy was saying. At one point, he was taking a piss, and all of a sudden the lights went out, and I don't even know. I got lost, but there's a lot of bullshit to sort through, but there are some interesting points in that show, in its last show.
He was taking a piss. That's the fucking scariest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's in the club, you know, taking a leak, and all of a sudden, hey, turn by your lights back on. Then he's outside, like, talking to a bouncer or some shit. Yo, man, your lights are fucked in the bathroom. They just went out, man. I was doing my shit in there. And, you know, it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, I was just curling one out, and all of a sudden,
classic.
Y'all need to fix that.
Taking a King Duke. You know the deal? Indeed.
Dude, I would freak out if I was in the bathroom and the lights went out. I'm not going to lie, especially in a club. Like, I'd run. Oh, I'd be scared serial killers going to get me. Or
yeah, we've had some interesting times on the show with you calling from the club, like that one time with Ghost. Find that clip where your friend like pretty much owned Ghost.
Yeah, that was so good.
That's a good clip. All right. Hey, we gotta wrap it up. Thanks, Kishu. Thanks, Lulzak Cali. Thanks, ATM Be Cool. And everybody that's been listening off and on throughout the evening, thank you so much. I appreciate the love. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. And I'll talk to you again very soon. And shouts out to Goofy Bone. We miss you, pal. This is for you. Peace out.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Thank you very much.